VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai officials are narrowing the search for suspects following Monday's deadly bomb blast. An arrest warrant has been issued for a foreigner wanted in connection with Monday night's bombing that killed at least 22 people near a Bangkok shrine. The country's police chief says the suspected bomber was likely acting as part of a network. Investigators have not yet established a motive or nationality. A police spokesman said other men are also being sought. Among those killed in the explosion, at least 6 Thais, 4 Malaysians, 3 Chinese, a Singaporean, a Filipino national, and 2 Hong Kong residents. The chairman of the Thai Hotel Association says he's hopeful the crisis will soon pass.
If there is not anything after this, and Thai government can make sure that we are safe and calm country, the breaking news stop, then I think people will just start to consider to come back to Thailand again. And every time we have like bad thing happen in Thailand, we always have our visitors come back in very quick response.
There's been no claim of responsibility for Monday's blast. Authorities have not pinned the blame on any particular group. Egyptian officials say a large car bomb exploded outside a state security building in Cairo early Thursday, wounding at least 6 policemen. The massive blast tore the facade off the government building in the residential neighborhood Shubra. There's been no claim of responsibility. The U.S. is proposing the U.N. Security Council impose an arms embargo on South Sudan after President Salva Kiir declined to sign a peace deal to end a 20-month conflict. A draft resolution was circulated Wednesday. Diplomats said they expect to vote soon. President Kiir has told U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry he'll sign the deal after further consultations with stakeholders. This is VOA News. Following a leaked memo that shows the U.N. Atomic Energy Watchdog Agency will allow Iran to carry out its own inspections, the U.S. Wednesday said it has confidence in the International Atomic Energy Agency to adequately monitor Iran's alleged past efforts to build a nuclear bomb. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're confident in the agency's technical plans for investigating the possible military dimensions of Iran's former program, issues that in some cases date back more than a decade. Just as importantly, the IAEA is comfortable with arrangements which are unique to the agency's investigation of Iran's historical activities.
The Associated Press said Wednesday it's been seen what it calls a secret agreement between Iran and the IAEA that negotiated the nuclear agreement with Iran. It says Iran will send its own inspectors and equipment to the Parcha nuclear site, where Tehran is suspected of trying to develop a nuclear weapon. The UN has warned of a developing famine in war-wrecked Yemen, where more than 500,000 children are said to be severely malnourished. Erthrin Cousin is executive director of the World Food Program. She spoke in Cairo Wednesday after a 3-day visit to Yemen.
Even before this crisis began, Yemen had one of the highest malnutrition rates in the entire world. What we're seeing now is an increase in the number of severe malnutrition cases because of lack of access of our program operators to provide the support that is necessary. So what we're seeing now is we're trying to play catch-up. We're trying to play catch-up to save the lives of these children and to ensure the opportunity for them to receive the nutritious food that they require.
Addressing the UN Security Council in New York, UN Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien warned that Saudi-led airstrikes on a Red Sea port controlled by rebels were unacceptable and could worsen the humanitarian crisis. The UN is reporting new allegations of abuse in Central African Republic by UN peacekeepers. Vanita Maestrachi is the UN spokesperson.
These new allegations concern a report that 3 young females were raped by 3 members of a MINUSCA military contingent. The allegations were reported to the mission's Human Rights Division on the 12th of August by the families of the 3 women.
The UN has not disclosed which peacekeepers were involved. Unofficial reports in Africa say they were from the Democratic Republic of Congo. A Tunisian policeman was shot and killed Wednesday by 2 assailants on a motorbike in Sousse, 2 other officers wounded. The coastal resort was the tragic site of the killing of nearly 40 tourists in June, claimed by the Islamic State. Senegalese drummer Dudu Ndiaye Rose died Wednesday at age 85. Ndiaye Rose, proclaimed a human treasure by the UN, introduced traditional Senegalese music using the tam-tam and had an international following and collaborated with artists such as Miles Davis and the Rolling Stones. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.